This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi afdalu salatu wa atamu taslim. I thought I would continue with another daily tafsir, a surah a day, alhamdulillah. We're in the 99th chapter of the Quran, which is Surah Al-Zalzala. And it's a magnificent surah, subhanAllah. The surah can be translated as the final quake or the final shake of the earth, the final earthquake of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this surah is significant. It's one of the Meccan surahs revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the early revelations, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions mankind, cautions humanity of their dealings and their need of affirming themselves to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by saying, A'udhu billahi samil alim min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. When the earth has shaken its final earthquake. And this is a significant statement. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that from the signs of the Day of Judgment that there will be a multitude of earthquakes. We know from the 10 major signs, as is in the hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, references to it, Sahih Muslim and others, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there are 10, 10 ayat, that will precede, 10 major signs. And when we use the word major, it's not that they're so significant that other signs are minor in their size, but major in the sense that whether you're a Muslim or not, everyone will appreciate it is something that has made a huge change in the dynamics of the world. And of them is that there will be khasfun bil mashriq, khasfun bil maghrib, wa khasfun fi jazirat al arab, that there will be a trench, an opening of the earth. And many of the ulama say that the earth would convulse, the earthquake will rip the earth apart. There will be three fractures of the earth, one in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. And we know that this is a pretext of the Day of Judgment's arrival. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in the very first verses of Surah Al-Hajj, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. O mankind, fear your Lord, be aware of Him in your love and your hope and your fear of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final quaking of the Day of Judgment is a terrifying event. It is something that is not going to be easily escaped from. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth has shaken its final shake, when the final destruction of the earth is imminent. And we know from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that Israfil, the angel who has been given the instruction to herald the coming of the Day of Judgment, has already taken his position. And Allah tells us in the opening verses of Surah An-Nahl, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. The instruction of the Day of Judgment has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوا. Do not wait for it in earnestness, waiting for it to arrive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. It is on that day that the earth will throw out its burdens. And the word أثقال is things that are significant and valuable, things that are important for people, things that you are willing to carry at the detriment of losing other things. And the athqal is something that is valuable by the standards of humanity and valued by all people. From the things that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned and the Sahaba that they mention, that the earth will throw out its pieces of gold and silver and jewel, they will come out like columns. Murderers, when they see it, as the Prophet says in the hadith of Imam Muslim, when people see that all the gold, all the things that they used to fight over is presented to them and everything has come out of the earth, they would say, we used to kill one another for these things. I used to murder my brother for these things. I would have had my hand severed so I can have this. And now no one will take it. Everyone is too busy, worried about their Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. On that Day of Judgment, when these fractures of the earth will occur, when this final quaking will occur, it's such a terrifying day that a newborn child's hair will turn white from terror, from its fright. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, the earth will unburden itself. Everything you guys valued, here it is. It also means, according to some of the imams, that the people who are in the graves will come out of the graves. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, and it's they take this from this third ayah. Mankind will say, what is the matter with it? What's happened to the earth? This is like nothing we've ever experienced before. This is like nothing we ever thought we would live and see. And Allah uses the word al-insan. Allah doesn't say an-nas. He didn't say وَقَالَ النَّاسُ مَا لَهَا. النَّاسُ مَا لَهَا would mean that the people who are alive at that time. But قَالَ الْإِنسَان means that humanity in their entirety, from their beginning to their end, will all have this same thought. And therefore, this is the final day, the final moment when everyone will be brought out from their grave. It is the final moment of humanity's existence. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. It is on that day that it will be declared its information about all that has happened over it, on the surface of the earth. Those who lived righteously will be acknowledged, and those who lived sinfully will become a testament unto others. And therefore, there is no hiding on that day. It is a day where the mountains will be turned to dust. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ قُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. In Surah Taha, they ask you about these mammoth mountains. Say that Allah will obliterate them. That they will be flattened like fine flour and dusting. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. It is because of the inspiration that has arrived from your Lord. Allah is the one that has ordered this destruction to happen. And therefore you see that this natural phenomena is now directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are occurrences that happen in the earth that are not from the final heralding, that are not from the final judgment of Allah. But this one, this final order, has come directly from Allah. It is wahy, inspiration from Allah directly to the earth. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. It is on that day that mankind will proceed in scattered groups, zumar, in sections and groups, according to their allegiances, according to their levels of faith, that they may be shown their deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in the collection of the believers whose hearts are awake and alive with faith, who are given light when others are deprived, who are kept at bay and at a distance from the hypocrites, and who are separated from those who lack faith. And there will be the categories, the people of Jannah, may Allah make us of them, and the people of Sa'ir. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. May Allah protect us from being of the people of the torment. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. So whoever does, and notice how Allah says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. Allah speaks to those who are still given the opportunity. It's not فَمَنْ عَمِلَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. It's not those who did or were doing or had done. No, Allah is speaking in a present tense. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. The one who still has the opportunity to work righteous deeds. مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Even if it is a small atom's weight, a small weight of a mustard seed, the smallest insect's weight, خَيْرًا يَرَى, then they will see the good of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a vow that مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. The one who does good, it's for themselves. The one who does evilness, it returns back to them. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Allah equally says, and the one who performs sinful deeds, who presently is committed in their sinful capacity, then they shall also see the recompense of it. And therefore, no good deed except that is rewarded by Allah, and no sinful deed except that it is judged and held by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in account. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who have al-amal al-salih as an aim in their life. May Allah make our target His pleasure in the day to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the best of days the day that we return to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the terror of the Day of Judgment. And I leave you with this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he says, as narrated by Bukhari, that if you have a small plant that you were planting before this destruction happens, plant it even if the Day of Judgment has begun. We are people of optimism and hope, and we seek that Allah's pleasure is sustained and sustaining of us. Allahumma ameen. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. This was Surah Az-Zalzalah, Surah number 99. Of our daily tafsir, a surah a day. I hope you join me again tomorrow and the next days until we finish Juz Amma, insha'Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.